Okay, today's daf Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're on Kuf Lamed Zayin at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Misha Hayulo Shnei Tinokos. If someone has two babies, Echad Lamol Achar HaShabbat. One was due to have a bris on Sunday. Ve'echad Lamol B'Shabbat. One was due to have a bris on Shabbat. Vishachach, and you made a mistake. Doesn't mean you forgot. It means you made a mistake. Umol eschal achar haShabbos b'Shabbos, and you gave a bris to the Friday to the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Before the zman, so before the eighth day, there's no such thing as giving a bris milah. There's no such thing. After the eighth day, there was such a thing. Not before.
Yeah, but what if you actually did it?
He did it.
Oh, okay, so
Chayiv. Chayiv for. Says Rashi, Chayiv, Dita b'dvar mitzvah. You made a mistake in a mitzvah. You thought you were doing a mitzvah. But v'lo asa mitzvah. You didn't do a mitzvah. V'avad le chabura. You made a chabura shelo l'tzorach. That's not necessary. Uvaha afilu Rabbi Yeshua moda. Even Rabbi Yeshua admits that who's going to be mekel in a minute. Even here, he admits you're chayiv, right? Now, why don't we say it's mekalkel, and you're not chayiv for making wounds? Exactly, because you're still masaking it because you made it a bit easier for tomorrow. Whenever this bris is going to take place, you already did the bris, right? So you can do it now the next day. Whatever it is, it's not a bris anymore. So that can't be mekalkel.
More of a question: did they realize 2 weeks later, before the 30th day?
Yeah. I don't know. Next, one was supposed to have a bris on Friday, and one was supposed to have a bris on Shabbos. Now, v'shachach, you made a mistake. Umol eschal erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. You gave the Friday one on Shabbos. Now, what'd you do on Friday? The one that was supposed to have a bris on Shabbos, the year on Friday. The Mishnah doesn't discuss that. It's going to come up on a bait. It's going to come up in a very roundabout way. The Mishnah doesn't discuss that. What happened? Now on Sunday, on Shabbos, you gave the bris to the boy that was supposed to have it on Friday. Is that a mitzvah? Yes. Just you're late. So in that case, Rabbi Eliezer Machayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. Rabbi Eliezer says Machayev Chatos, and Rabbi Yeshua says, you are putter, right?
You could have waited till Sunday.
Huh?
Sure.
Why? Let's look at the Rashi inside. Demila shelo bizmana ain't a docha Shabbos.
Right.
Mila does not docha Shabbos. It was supposed to be on Friday, on Shabbos, not docha. The afal gaf, the ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, even though you were ta'a b'dvar mitzvah, you made a mistake in the mitzvah. You were busy with Shabbos, you were busy with the babies. When we talk Kach Tabbos, then you made a mistake. At the end of the day, he still did a mitzvah. This baby was supposed to have a bris milah now. He's Roy. Ella what? Share Docha Shabbos. But it's not Docha Shabbos. So you made a mistake, but you did a mitzvah. When you make a mistake and you do a mitzvah on Shabbos, it's a machlokas whether or not you're chayiv. Sriru Leil Rebbe Eliezer. Ta bidvar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, sheyesh ba chiyuv chatos chayiv. Rabbi Eliezer says you chayiv for that. You made a mistake in a dvar mitzvah, but you performed the mitzvah. You chayiv, still you chayiv. Rabbi Yeshua's poter svirulei ta bidvar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah poter. Rabbi Yeshua says you're poter for that. That's why the Mishnah. That's why it's a machloket. Right. The Gemara is going to ask that question. The Gemara is going to ask a similar question to that. It's a good horror. The Gemara is going to ask a similar question to that. Now, Rav Huna, Masne Chayiv. Rav Huna, in the Reisha of this Mishnah, right, in the Reisha, when you performed a Sunday baby on Shabbos, it said in the Mishnah, everyone holds your Chayiv. And that's how Rav Huna learned the Mishnah. Right? Rav Yehuda Masni Potter. But Rav Yehuda learned, he had a different girsa in our Mishnah. His girsa was that in the Reisha, if you perform a Sunday bris on Shabbos, you're Potter. And why you put there? That needs an explanation. Right? Okay? Now, Rav Huna Masni Chayiv. Rav Huna learned that the Mishnah said you're Chayiv, Titania, Amr B'Shir Ben Elazar, Lo Nech Leku Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shua, Al Misha Hayu Lo Beis Tinokos. The only issue was, when you have two babies, Echad Lamal B'Shabbos, Ve'echad Lamal Achar Shabbos, V'Shachach, and you mixed them up, Umol Eschel Achar Shabbos B'Shabbos Shehu Chayiv. Why? At the end of the day, you didn't do a mitzvah. You did a Sunday bris on Shabbos. Amar Nech Leku. What do they argue about? Al mi shahayu lo beis tinokos, echad lamal be'erev Shabbos, ve'echad lamal b'Shabbos, b'shachach, umol eschel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. So you're late now. Shreb Eliezer b'chayev chatos, v'vishua poter. Ushneim, right, which is what our Mishnah said, the way we read it, Ushneim lo lamdu, elam yavodas kochavim. And the makar for this machlokas is issues in avodas kochavim, which is a very funny thing. Why? Rabbi Eliezer savar ka avodas kochavim. Rabbi Eliezer holds, just like Avodah Zarah. What do you mean, just like Avodah Zarah? Ma Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zkochavim, Amar Rechman Alok Sa'avid. Torah says, don't do that. Don't bow down to idols. V'chis Avid, Michayiv. And if you do it, you're Chayiv. Hachanami Loshna. So too, here's no difference. What kind of thing is that? What? Right? The Torah says, don't kill people. So too, over here's no difference. What's the Hezbollah in that? Rabbi Shua Omer. No. Lach Mitzvah. No. There is not a mitzvah. Hacha mitzvah. Here you perform the mitzvah. Now, that is all makes sense. Rav Yehuda Masni Potter. Rav Yehuda said that in the Reisha, when you perform a Sunday bris on Shabbos, you're Potter. Now, how does that make any sense? Right? Titania, Amr Meir. Lo Nechleku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, I'm sorry. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Al Misha Hayu Lo Beis Tinokos, Echad Lamal Be'erev Shabbos, Ve'echad Lamal B'Shabbos, V'Shachach Umal Eschel Erev Shabbos B'Hu Shabbos Potter. Everybody here, according to this version, everybody agrees that if you're Ta'a in a mitzvah and you perform in the mitzvah, you're Potter. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees to that. So if the bris was supposed to be on Friday and it ended up being on Shabbos, you're Potter. Why are you Potter? Because you made a mistake. But at the end of the day, you did a mitzvah. Amar Nechleku, what do they argue about? Ami shahayu lo beis tinokos, where there were two babies, echad lamol achar Shabbos, one was supposed to be on Sunday, ve'echad lamol b'Shabbos, and one was supposed to be on Shabbos, v'shachach, and you made a mistake, umol eschal achar Shabbos b'Shabbos. And you did the Sunday bris on Shabbos. Sherebi Eliezer Mechayev, chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. That's where they argue. Why is the Rishu say a putter? Why is the Rishu say, we'll see in a minute. Ushnei lohamdua el avodas kochavim. Same makar from Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Eliezer savar ka avodas kochavim. Just like idol worship. Ma avodas kochavim am rachmana lo savid. Just like by Avodah worship, Torah says, don't do it. V'chi avid mechayiv. And if you do it, you're chayiv. Hachanami loshna. Rabbi Yeshua hasam lo tard mitzvah. Hacha over here, tard mitzvah. Okay? Now, Tani Reb Chia, Omer Hari Reb Meir, this is a slightly different version. Lo Nechleku Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yoshua, Al Misha Hayu Lo Beis Tinokos. The only machlokas is as follows. There are two babies, Echad Lamal Be'erev Shabbos, Ve'echad Lamal B'Shabbos, V'Shachach, and you made a mistake, Umol Eschel Erev Shabbos B'Shabbos, Shehu Chayiv. Why Chayiv? Even though you were Torah B'Dvar Mitzvah, right? You're still Chayiv. Why? Alma Nechleku. What do they argue about? Al Misha Hayelo Beis Tinokos. There were two babies. Echad Lamol Achar Shabbos. One was supposed to be after Shabbos. V'echad lamol b'Shabbos, and one was supposed to be on Shabbos, v'shachach, and you made a mistake, umol eschel achar Shabbos b'Shabbos, and you performed the Sunday bris on Shabbos, right? Shereby Eliezer Mechayev Chatos, Rabbi Yeshua Poter. Okay? Now, Hashta, wait a minute. Rabbi Yehoshua, according to Rabbi Yeshua, Seifa, in the Seifa, what's the Seifa? The Seifa is when you perform a Sunday bris on Shabbos. Delo ka'avid mitzvah. We didn't do a mitzvah. You didn't do anything. It's too early. Potter, he holds your potter. So Resha, so in the Resha, the ka'avid mitzvah. You did a mitzvah. So Machayev, you chayev for that? It doesn't make any sense. So the answer is, what's with the other baby? What's with the other baby? Here's the answer. Amar Devei Rab Yanai, Bereisha, in the Reisha, when Rabbi Yeshua says, if you mal a Friday baby on Shabbos, Kigon, Shekadam, Umal Eschel, Erev Shabbos, Bishabbos, right? Dilo Nitna Shabbos Lidchos.
So Shabbos, Erev Shabbos.
Yeah, Umal Eschel Shabbos, Be'erev Shabbos. You went ahead and gave a Mila to the Shabbos baby on Friday. Now, what do you have now? What do you have now? Right? What? You now have a baby whose Mila is not Docha Shabbos. The remaining baby. Right? Therefore, what kind of tub is our mitzvah? Doesn't apply. Seifa, in the Seifa, where you gave a Sunday baby on Shabbos, Nitna Shabbos Linchos. The other baby's still here. And the other baby's still here. It's supposed to have a bris now on Shabbos. What'd you do? You gave the wrong one. Since the other baby's still here, you're putter. You hear that? I think that makes good sense. What? Because you made a mistake, but the other baby still has to have a bris mila on Shabbos. So the mistake is clear. The other case, on Shabbos, there's no baby here that needs a bris mila. It's supposed to be... There's not that you're chai for that.
But how could such a thing actually happen?
It happened.
Wait, just a minute. Don't they have to name the baby?
What?
Don't they have to name the baby?
No, but the babies got mixed up.
Wait, you mean the parents themselves mixed up their own...
Yeah.
Times.
Don't they have a reality show now called Changed at Birth or something like that?
Okay.
Crazy stuff happens.
Okay.
Amalei Rav Ashi LeRavina. Wait a minute. Reisha Nami Nitna Shabbos Lidchos Legabe Tzedokos Da'alma. But even in the Reisha, there are babies in the world. There are babies in the world that need a bris mila on Shabbos. So I can answer is that Lahai Gavra Milo is Chai. Not this guy. Not this mile. Not in this town. So therefore, that's not a good disproof. And therefore, that's how we remain. Okay. Next. Okay, next. Katan Nimol Lishmona. A baby has a bris on the 8th day. Letitia on the 9th. Lasibi on the 10th. Lasar on the 10th. Lacharasa the 11th. Lidbez the 12th. Lopachas Vilyosar. It's not possible to ever have it earlier and ever have it later. We're not talking about a sick. We're talking about Bavadai have it on the 12th. I have it later than that. Haketzad, how is that possible? Kidarko Lishmona. If it's a normal situation, the bris is on the 8th day, right? The day of birth is considered day 1, so it's always 7 days later, right? If the baby's born on a Tuesday afternoon, the bris is next Tuesday. We don't cheshbon me'ez le'ez. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait. Well, the baby was born 3 o'clock on a Tuesday afternoon, so the bris will be Tuesday, next Tuesday, 3 o'clock. You don't have to do that. Why? Mitzvah is a yom kukulo, and mizrizim at the mitzvah, so the bris is always in the morning. No le'ben ha'shmashos. Let's say the baby's born Ben HaShemashos, not Friday night. Ben HaShemashos. Meaning what? Tuesday afternoon, Tuesday evening time. So the bris will not be next Tuesday, it'll be Wednesday. Right? Nemo Lates. So the Wednesday, the 9th day. Ben HaShemashos shall Erev Shabbos. If the bris is on a Ben HaShemashos of Erev Shabbos, Nemo La'asara. Then it'll be on the 10th day. In other words, if it's Friday night, Shkia time, the bris will not be on Shabbos, which is day 9, it'll be on Sunday, which is day 10. Right? How much time has to, in other words, the baby, when the baby's born, let's say Shkia is at 5:30. what time will the baby have to be born to be in that suffix? What if the baby's born at 5:20 on a Friday? Then the bris is Friday, right? What if it's born 9 o'clock p.m.? That's Shabbos. What's the suffix? How much time at the ready? That's a big issue. Anyway, Yontif l'achar Shabbos. Let's say the Yontif achar Shabbos. Let's say the Sunday is a Yontif. If Sunday's Yontif, so again, the baby's born Friday afternoon. I'm not sure when. So the bris will not be next Shabbos. It will not be next Sunday because it's Yontif. Ni malachas. It'll be Monday. Yontif. Beis yamim shel Rosh Hashanah. What about 2 days of Rosh Hashanah? Where it's, the Rosh Hashanah is Sunday, Monday. It'll be on Tuesday, the bris. Right? You hear that? Now, what about a Yontif in Chutz La'aretz? What about that?
We don't.
We treat it the same as Rosh Hashanah. That was a big machlokis we shown him. Whether you could do a bris on the second... The baby's born Friday night. Ben HaShemashah, I'm not sure when. So you can't have it on Shabbos. Sunday's Yontif. Monday, second day Yontif. What do you do Monday? Yeah?
Funeral is done on the second
day. I know. So somebody named the Rambam said that only Rosh Hashanah would get pushed off. But if it was as regularly Shavuot, second day Yontif, you would perform the Bris Milah, which is we don't do that.
I know the case.
Yeah.
30 years ago.
Yeah.
There was a baby who was killed.
That's a funeral. The funeral is a different thing.
What? Yeah, I said a few. I said a few. Yeah. I said a funeral. Right.
Now, katan hachole. If a katan is sick, what? Ain mahalin oso achiavri. You don't perform the bris until the katan gets better. Right? You don't put the baby into a sakana, which is why there are many brisos that are delayed. Right? Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Chalotaso chama, if there's a fever or some kind of sickness to the baby, nosdin lo kol zayin lahavroso. You give him 7 days from when he gets better. Happened to my son. My son was yellow. So when the moel came to see him, he said, he's too yellow. You can't do the bris. Then he came back. He said, okay. He came back every day. So the next day he comes, it's now wait 7 days. It'll do 7 days from today. They don't do it the next day. What? So but I'm reading the Gemara. So the Ran says, this is only true. What? The Ran says, this is only true if the choli is in the entire body. So I don't know what that means. Let's say the baby has a fever.
Yeah.
So that's the entire body, right? Jaundice is the entire body. What would be not the entire body?
An eye infection, a toe infection,
and they have to postpone the bris. So then you don't have to do it. So it's complicated. You have again, you can't pass it from this Gemara, but that's what the Ran said. Yeah.
I remember your case. Yeah. So yellow. I remember that.
What do you mean?
I know. It's coming down. I remember
also. Yeah. Ibailahu. Me be eating the ace la ace. So does this have to also be this require me ace la ace? So of course not. Tashma, the Tani Luda, Yom Havraso, Kyom Huvaldo. The day of getting better can't be any different than the day of birth. Ma Yom Huvaldo. Lo be eating me ace la ace. So when the day it's born, you don't require an ace lace. In other words, like I said, if it's born 1 minute before Shkia on a Tuesday afternoon, the bris is the next Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the morning. You don't wait an ace lace. Ah, yom havraso lo be'idam an ace lace. So too, right? Lo ad. So the answer is you're right. Lo ad if yom havraso yom uvaldo. You don't. It's not any better. Dili yom uvaldo lo be'idam an ace lace. Vili yom havraso be'idam an ace lace. Maybe not. Maybe. Right, so maybe not. So maybe when it comes to health, they have to wait. Maybe it doesn't have to be the eighth lace. It's not a raya. Right. Right. Okay. The Elu.
Some of the mono do it like the next. Alright, the number's down. Okay, we'll do it tomorrow.
Is that what they do?
Depends on the
mono, yeah.
Israeli way, you push it like almost a month.
Really?
Then more than a week for sure. Israeli do it once they postpone it, they postpone it for a while.
Uh-huh. These are the following sitzin strands, skin that I'm ma'akev a bris mila. That if you don't do them, it doesn't count. I'm not sure what these things mean. The doctor knows. Basar hachofa esrov ha'atara, the basar that surrounds rove of the top of the male organ. Now, if you don't have that cut off, then the ein ochel truma, you can't eat truma because an orel is not allowed to eat truma. He says, what do you mean? I went to had a bris mila. Yes, but they didn't do a good job, so he's still an orel. V'im haya bal basar, and if he's a bal basar, meaning he's overweight, he's fat. Misakno mipnei maris ayin. You have to fix it because of maris ayin. That what? Even if you have, I'm not sure what this means.
Who's looking?
What? I'm not sure what this means.
It's called hidden penis.
I'm not sure what this means. That the baby looks like this. That the baby looks like this. So they will. You should do it, even though you don't have to. Maris ayin. And mal, if anyone does a bris mila, velo para es hamila, and he doesn't do priya. Priya means pulling back. I'm not sure what that means. K'ilu lo ma'al. It's as if you didn't do a bris mila. In other words, priya is ma'akev. Right? It's ma'akev. It says Tosfos on top. Tema. Amai itzrich l'mitznei hai. Why does the bishop have to say that? Kivon dekvar tana debasar achopez rova atar ma'akev hamila. The Mishnah just said a second ago that if you don't cut off rova tara, it's not hamila either. It's the same thing. V'chilo para, and if you don't do priya, adayin rov atara mechuzah. Rov of the Torah is still exposed. So why does the Mishnah have to say that? And Tosfos doesn't answer it. Right?
One's the foreskin and one's like a membrane under the foreskin. So it could be
right.
So
they're assuming it's the same thing. So the Amshul Shlomo says like this. I would have thought, if I don't do Priya, alright, it's a b'dieved, it's a good Mila. So the Mishnah says it again to emphasize, no, it's Ma'akev. Okay, fine, I hear that. What would be an Afkamila, like what's going on over here? So this is a big issue, whether you can have 2 miles perform a bris Mila. One will do the Mila, and one will do the Priya. So during the week, it's on a Shaila. On Shabbos, it's a big machlok is what you should do. Some say do not have 2 miles on Shabbos. Some say just the opposite. Better get 2 miles. Because even if there's a malacha here involved, you're minimizing it. Each one's doing half. It's a big issue. Okay. Amar Rabbi Abba. Amar Rabbi Avina. Amar Yirmi Yavar Abba. Amar Rav. Basar Achof Ezrov Gvoa Shalatara. It's the flesh that is surrounding the upper height. Okay. Not sure what that means. Vimhoye Balbasar Amar Shmuel. Cotton Ham is Sorbo Balbasar. If a cotton is very fat. Rowan Oso, we see him. Kolzman she miskasha. If it's hard, v'nira mohol, and it's mohol, ain't a tzarech lamol. Then you don't have to do an amila. V'yamlav tzarech lamol. V'masnisa tana, v'shir ben gamliel omer. Katan hamisurbal, b'basar. If a katan has a lot of basar, he's overweight. Rowan Oso, kolzman she miskasha. V'ain't a roe, mohol, tzarech lamolo. If it gets hard, it doesn't have, and you can see, and you don't see the bismila, you have to give him a bismila. V'yamlav ain't a tzarech lamolo. And if not, you don't have to. My benayu, we just said the same thing twice. Ikke benayu nira ve'eno nira. What does that mean? According to Shmuel, only if you see the mal, you don't have to. But if it's only a little bit seen, then you do have to. And according to Shmuel, on the exact opposite. Only if it's not seen at all, do you have to give him a bris mila. But if it's a little bit seen, you don't have to.
What are we talking about? He's 2 years old. He's 2 months old. Like, well, let's say
I don't know.
But he's a year. I mean, you're happy.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know.
Mila again when he's 2 because
it's. I don't understand what this even means. Now, malvelo para. If you do bris mila, but you don't do priya. The Gemara now is going to discuss the brachos on mila. Okay? And a lot of the mefarshim ask, why on earth is the Gemara talking about the brachos of a mila right after priya? All of a sudden now the Gemara sticks in, what's the bracha on bris mila? So the sefer here called the Mikre Dardiki, it says something beautiful. He says, there's a rule in Hilchos Brachos, which pretty much is a standard rule, is we don't make a bracha on any mitzvah that goyim also perform. Okay? So, like, for example, kibud av aim. Everyone, the whole world does that. You don't make a bracha on that. You don't make a bracha on tzedakah. You don't make a bracha on a lot of bin adon chaveres. Goyim also do that. That's one of the reasons why the bracha at a wedding is such a funny long bracha, to distinguish it from what the goyim do. It doesn't say bracha to Hashem, alakeinu melech olam, to marry a woman. It doesn't say it. It says about arayis and why? Because goyim also get married. Goyim also get married. You make a bracha, so you do make a bracha, even though they do it, but our bracha is totally different. It's a totally different kind of bracha. Why? One of the reasons is to distinguish it from what the goyim do.
It's a recognition of what
Goyim
do.
Yes.
It's not come on food.
That's not a bracha on a mitzvah. That's a bracha on Sheva. So a bracha is on a mitzvah. Goyim also would be nice to their parents. Also drive their parents to the airport. Everyone does. The whole world does that. So you might be able to find questions on this rule, but this is a rule that there's no bracha on a mitzvah that the whole world does. If you think about it, it's true. It's mostly Odom L'Chavero. Mostly. Right? Goyim don't keep Shabbos. They don't keep shatnez. They don't take a lulav. They don't bull chauffeur. Right?
They do some keep Sabbath. They don't.
Oh, but there's no what?
They do Sunday.
Yeah, but it's completely different. It's a completely different world. It's a completely
now,
different thing.
It is now. Once upon a time, it wasn't.
Right. So he says that Goyim also give bris milas. Arabs do it. Huh?
Now it's going to be rove, especially in Europe. Like I'm saying, in the general world, it wasn't...
Right, so at a certain point, it wasn't rove because it was only Arabs. And they weren't the majority of people. I understand. He's trying to find out what does Gemara do. That was a whole tangent about brachas. Why right over here? Because no goyim do priya. So the priya is what distinguishes the bris milah and makes it special. Therefore, once we've discussed priya, now we'll discuss the bracha that's special. Okay? Tanur Rabbanan. Hamal... The one who does the mila, Amar says, "Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu al hamila." Aviha ben Omer, "Asher kedeshanu b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu lahachniso b'britzo shel Avram Avinu." Why are there two brachos? It's a very good question. Right?
Well, to say that this is our mitzvah as compared to.
Is it compared to what?
General,
what do you mean a general one?
Doing an act of Mila A and B, you're now enjoying in the press. There's two things going on here. Right?
No.
It's one thing!
So I think
if Soloveitchik says the reason why there are two brachos is because it's not just a Mila taking place, there's a status change. The baby's going from an RL to a Jew. Whenever there's a status change, there are two brachos. When else is there a status change? Shabbos. Kiddush has two brachos. There's a bar priya gafen, and then there's another bracha. Another bracha? It's a status change. At a wedding, it's a status change. When it's changing status, totally different status now. You're going from this to this.
When
I blow shofar, not a status change.
When a
blow shofar.
Go to the mikvah, does she make two brachos?
They might. I don't know what goes on there. They just make one bracha?
I don't know.
To get to good. What do you mean? It's not a status change.
I know.
That's Pursumei Nisa.
You make it special for Pursumei Nisa,
bro. Right. Okay. Right. So yeah, that's a good question. But it's a nice try to explain why there are two brachos here. Like you don't find the mitzvah with two brachos. Generally you don't.
Sfardim make Shekhinah.
Yeah, we're gonna get to the Shekhinah. Not just Sfardim. I have a cousin who's not a Sfardim, he made a Shekhinah. What are you doing? He said it's Minhag Chai Balin. I said, all right.
Rambo.
What? The Chayim B'Lin is make a Shekhenu. The reason why you don't make a Shekhenu at a bris is because the baby's bizarre. That's why I once was at a bris and I was someone there and I said to him, how come there's never dancing by a bris? But everything else is dancing.
It's time for the baby.
So he said, it's time for the baby, it's not appropriate. That's the same answer for the Shekhenu. Right. Ha'omdim, those that are standing around, Omrim say, Kishem Shenichnas L'Bris, Keni Kanes L'Taro L'Chupa L'Maisim Tovim. Right? Everyone says that. Why does everyone say that? You don't want to ever say that. Just like we blow shofar, we should have. Just like the boys of bar mitzvah, we don't say only by a bris we say it. So I saw the Bell's Rebbe, it's a beautiful part. He says, the only mitzvah that's done, that basically, you don't have a choice in the matter. You were 8 days old, you didn't have a choice. Right? You don't have a choice. It was done to you. Most of the time. Yeah, you have Baal Tshuva, you have people, but as a general rule, you don't have a choice. So how do you know, that you would have done it voluntarily? The answer is, what happens when you have a son? When you have a son, you give him a bris milah. Not only are you doing the mitzvah and giving him a bris milah, it's edus that you would have done it to yourself. Right? It's edus on you. That you're okay with what was done to you by continuing the chain to your son. Kishem shenichnas labris goes on the father. Just like the father, it's a beautiful word. It's a beautiful word to say to bris. Just like the father is now continuing the chain, he should be zocha to keep on seeing this boy grow up in Torah and chuppah and maisim tovim. You hear that word? One of the fuss, a beautiful word. Then someone else says, Asher kidesh yidid mi beten, chok v'she'ero sham v'tetza'av v'chasam v'os bris kodesh, alkein v'schar zos el chai chalkeinu tzivu l'hatzil yididos k'she'erenu mishachas laman briso asher sham v'tzareinu brochato Hashem koreta bris. I was wondering, when did it, I didn't have a chance to look it up, when did it happen that at the bris you name a baby? When did that happen? I don't know. I have a cousin who was very premature in the 70s. He's my age. He was born very, 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 very premature. He had his pinyan aben before his bris. He had a pinyan aben before the bris because the pinyan aben has nothing to do with health.
Right.
And they named him at the pinyan aben because the bris was left for months later. He was very sick. So they named him at the pinyan aben. Funny thing. Interesting. So I don't know when this developed where you name it. I don't know. Does anyone not do that? Does anyone have a different minhag? I can't imagine. I don't know. Hamal esagir. Omer, Baruch Ata Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'tzivonu V'tzivonu Al Hamila. V'Hamavarech Omer, Asher Kiddushanu B'tzivonu V'tzivonu L'mol Esagirim. V'Lahatif Menu Dam Bris. And you add on that. Shel Mole Dam Bris, Lo Nizkayimu Shemayim V'Aretz. If not for Dam Bris, the earth wouldn't stay. Shenemar Imlo Brisi Yom V'Layla, Chukos Shemayim V'Aretz, L'samti Be'erech Ata Hashem, Karis Abris. Hamal Esavadim, Omer, Asher Kiddushanu B'tzivonu V'tzivonu Al Hamila. V'Hamavarech Omer, Asher Kiddushanu B'tzivonu V'tzivonu L'mol Esavadim. V'Lahatif Menu Dam Bris. Shalmali Dambris, Hukos Shemayim V'Aretz Lo Neskaimu, Shenemar Im Lo Barisi Yom V'Layla, Hukos Shemayim V'Aretz Lo Samtei Brachat HaShem, Kari Sabris. Okay? Hajin Alach Rabbi Lezer Demila, Hajin Alach Rabbi Lezer Demila, Hajin Alach Rabbi Lezer Demila. Next. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Tol in a time of Shmeres be Yontif. You're allowed to put a strainer on a jar on Yontif to strain on Yontif. But V'nostin l'tluya b'Shabbos. If it's already there on Shabbos, you can leave it there, but you can't put it there on Shabbos. Why could you leave it there? So the Meiri, the Rashba says, because even though we're going to be over the Isser of Borer here, right? The strainer is going to keep the sediments back, and only the good stuff is going to come out, which is l'chor or Borer or Merakid, right? You're not doing it by yourself. It's happening by its own. Therefore, it's not an Avera. The Tosfos Arid says because it's already been borer, so it's borer acha borer. Borer acha borer is not an avera, and therefore it's mutter. You have to figure halacha lemaita how this works. It's not simple. We don't hold this anyway. V'chacham omrim ain't tolan atam shmeres b'yontif. No. You can't put a strainer on a jar on yontif, right? The ain notin in tluya b'shabbos, and you can't let it stay there on Shabbos. All that I just said, just gave you two heterim. Those heterim are not true. No, you can't leave. You can't strain on Shabbos. No, but the strainer was there from beforehand. Doesn't make a difference. Avol nosn and tuluya be yontif. But if it was hanging there on yontif, it's okay. That's okay. In other words, if it's going to happen by itself on yontif, that cooler will allow. Says Tosos, first Tosos. Tzarech lafarich v'lomar shim haya asu mi esmol. So what could you do yesterday? What did you do yesterday? The answer is, if you could have done it yesterday, lo hayatov kol kach, it wouldn't have been so good. V'chazak and strong. V'atani v'perikin d'le'el, ein misan l'sachar d'al b'misanen l'shalom yantif, but we said you're not allowed to strain mustard on yantif. That's because of hayatov me'esmol lo hayatov miskalkel. Had he done it yesterday, it wouldn't have been miskalkel. What do you see from this Tosfos? This Tosfos you see, that even if it's v'ochel nefesh, if it could have been done yesterday, and there'd be no difference, do it yesterday. That's a shocker of a halacha. Right? Again, ochel nefesh, mutter on yontif, but you could have done it yesterday. So if you could have done it yesterday, you can't do it today. And who else holds like that? Rashi, the Ran. No, I'm sorry, the Ran and the Meiri argue, and they say no. That's only by machshiri ochel nefesh, like making silverware. But if it's real ochel nefesh, it doesn't make a difference. If you could, it doesn't make a difference, and it's mutter. How do we pass him? Big issue, right? How do we pass him? Richie, you're shocked to hear this.
Passing like that.
Like what?
That you're not supposed to do something that you could have done yesterday.
Even if it's for ochel nefesh? We pass him like that?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's what the Mechaber says. Kal malacha. Any malacha. Hasur b'Shabbos. You can't do on Shabbos. Asur b'yantav. You can't do on yantav either. Or you can't drive a car on yantav either. Chutz me'ochel nefesh. Except for malachas ochel nefesh. V'chutz me'hotza v'havara. Also carrying and lighting a fire. Because we say it's mitoch. V'chol machshirei ochel nefesh. Any preparing of food. Shelo haya efshir la'atzosa me'esmo. And any preparations that you couldn't have done beforehand. Okay? So how does the Mechaber paskin? But if it comes to cooking, it doesn't make a difference. Right? It doesn't make a difference. It's all okay. In other words, I could have done this yesterday. It's cooking. I could have straightened this yesterday. Doesn't matter. You're allowed to do it. Says the Ramah, V'yesh machmirin, Afilu ba'ochel nefesh atmo, kol she'eno mefig tam klal. As long as it won't make a difference in the taste. Im asom erev yontif, if you had done it yesterday. That's a shock. I couldn't believe when I read that. The Rama says there are those that are machmir, right? The reason, says the Mishnah Brura, is because you shouldn't ruin your yontif in being in the kitchen. Right? That's also nice. Midrabanon, kadesh shelo yavar alof kol hayom umlechas v'imlam. It's simchas yontif. You spend the whole day in the kitchen. So that you could have done yesterday. Won't taste any different. Why do it? Which is the exact opposite of the way the people are. Oh, I'll do it on yontif, right? I'll do it in the morning when the men are in shul. I'll do a little prepare,
but
right?
Women cook for yontif erev yontif. They don't wait. They don't cook on the yontif day.
Sure, they do.
Maybe one or two things. They prepare most of the things on erev yontif.
Correct. That's only because there isn't enough time. And there's an oven issue, it's all patchkin. But think about it. I couldn't believe when I read that. You know? Okay. Okay. Now, hashda, Rebbe Lezer, asufei, ohel arai. Now, what's the problem of putting the strainer on? So it's the issue of ohel arai. Asufei, ohel arai, lo masfinon. He doesn't even let you add on an ohel arai. So, lemevid lechachil l'shari, to put on one from originally, he lets you. He said you can put on a strainer on yontif. How could that be possible? Maihi, what's that about? Ditnan, we learned this already. Pakaka halon, the bolt for the window. Shutter. If it's tied and connected, then it's not really something special. It's not really an additional bone. You can stick it in the window. They're much more makele. It's just a window cover and you can put it in. Everyone agrees. You can't make it lechachila v'ain tzarich l'omer b'Shabbos. Lo nechlaku. The whole machlokas is ella lahosif. What about adding on? Shereb Eliezer. Omer ain mosifim b'yantif v'ain tzarich l'omer b'Shabbos. V'chacham omer mosifim b'Shabbos v'ain tzarich l'omer b'yantif. So what do you see from here? According to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't put the thing in the window. You mosif on arai. It's like bone. Takam over here, he lets you. The answer is Rabbi Eliezer savulak Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein bein yontif l'Shabbos ella ochel nefesh bolvad." There's no difference except for ochel nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda matir af machshiri ochel nefesh, and he allowed even machshiri ochel nefesh, which is exactly what Rabbi Eliezer said. So just wait a minute. Anyway, this may in later Rabbi Yehoshua machshiri and she erev shalatos a meyer yontif. When does he let you do machshiri ochel nefesh if you couldn't have done it beforehand? But machshiri ochel machshiri and she erev shalatos a meyer yontif mishmatli. Does he let you do that? You could have done this yesterday. The answer is, Rabbi Eliezer is even more makel than Rabbi Yehuda. He's even greater. Rabbi Yehuda just said, any only machshirin that couldn't have been done. And Rabbi Eliezer says, no, any machshirin. That's why it's different. That's why this beats the fact that it's ohel arai. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Yeah.